Welcome. Welcome again, ladies and gentlemen. This is my second podcast. I don't know how I'm actually doing with this, but yeah, this is my second podcast. So I just hope you're going to enjoy it. And we're going to have fun, Vandaag. It is your boy. The one and only. Jan van Potgieter. Umlungu mnyama madoda. I always get that a lot on Twitter. People always told me that, hey, umlungu mnyama. And I always laugh because it's funny. I just love it. It's like a lot of people knew that. Yeah, le out level, umlungu mnyama. But anyways, let me just tell you about today's topic. So I actually thought about, like, I didn't actually think about it, like, I don't know how to say it, but I didn't really think about it. It's something that we always talk about, me and the guys. So I do have friends. I hope one day I'll have a session with them and then we're going to talk about it so that you guys can understand what kind of circle I hang out with. And it's very important. Let me tell you something, guys. The circle you hang out with, it's very important. Very, very important. And especially for guys, you need to watch out. If you're always around guys who talk about beer, girls and stuff, so like that's something that's useless. Like you just get out of this circle if you want a better future. There's a quote that I once saw on Twitter. It actually said, your kids will live happily or will suffer because of the choices you do today. So that was kind of like motivating and eye-opening. So I actually liked that tweet and the message behind the tweet. So a lot of people are actually smart. They do deliver a lot of message across. So yeah, getting to today's topic, I'll be talking about the South African education system. Yep, that's what I decided to talk about because it's very, very, very depressing. I don't know why are they still implementing it. Last time I saw, I was like, what's this? It was, I think, Australia. They lose, like, they throw away a certain education system strategy, just like NCS, your NCSs, and then your CAPS. They throw it away, and then, boom, South Africa takes it. I mean, like, if that government is throwing it away, clearly it wasn't working. So you guys need to find something better. So I don't think, like, our government wants to invest in us. That's what I think. I don't think our government actually is willing to invest in us because, wow, guys, let me just start it from scratch. So as a kid, especially the 90s kids, I think they are the ones who are going to get this a lot, because I think grade R started recently. But we had grade and then we had preschool. So I think it was the same thing. But we should check on how our education system is preparing us. So when they do preschool, right? So they have to do preschool. So when they do preschool, like, it's something where, like, you play at preschool, you color, you cut and paste, all that stupid stuff that they make us do. Like, what's the point behind that? Like, if you want a nation to prosper, if you want to channel a nation in the right direction, all you need to do is give them a proper education. So without proper education, you won't go anywhere. I'll keep on dissecting everything as I go forward. So I just wanted us to start at the foundation phase to show you that our foundation phase is fucked up, or I don't know. I think like everything, Jay, like everything here in South Africa is just fucked up. So our foundation phase is fucked up because, let me start at Grage, your kids go, right? And then after they go, they teach them that they need to have a meal at this time. They play a lot, but there's no right channeling. I don't think, okay, kids are taught 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 3, 3 + 3 is 4. You see, that's how we're programmed. If you can ask someone 1 + 1 = 2, they're gonna go on as if like it's a song. 1 + 1 = 2, 2 + 2 = 3, 3 + 3 = 4. For like, that's a song. That's a song. They told you that thing while you were still young, and then you grow up with it, it's still in your mind. Hence, you also remember bo nonyana tsepedi hudi masefate bo two little bits. Those things, I think, like, they're just stupid. Why don't they just find something, a song about maybe elements of like maybe the first 20 elements on the periodic table? A kid will grow up wanting to know, what is it that I've learned? Why did I learn this as a song? So I'm not sure if you guys are gonna get me, but that's what I think. That's what I think, and that's what I think we should go forward with at the foundation phase. Once we start at the foundation phase, we level up, everything is gonna be fine. You can do a song about labeling the bones of the body at the young age. Kids are very, like, kids grasp everything. You didn't know two little bits, but you still know it today. You still know all that crap that you learned at school. Instead of teaching them 1 + 1, okay, 1 + 1 is still math. They need to know it. They need how to write. Like, cut and paste, guys. At Grich, kids do cut and paste. Why don't you just show them, this is how you can cut something? Like, they can cut maybe organs of the body. They start labeling, these are lungs, these are what, and then they cut those ones, and then they paste it where it's supposed to be. Like, we can start these things at the foundation age. That's what I mean. If something economically that can be turned into a song. I didn't study economics myself. I know nothing about accounting. Like, I remember in grade 8 we used to do this thing. We did CPJ and CRJ the whole year. But you can still come to me now and ask me what's the difference. I don't know it. I just know the one it's receipt and the one is cash, or is payment. CPJ, yeah, it's cash payment. So I don't even know the difference today, but I learned it the whole year. That guy used to come into our class, and funny thing is that the class that I was in, when we went to G10 and had to change, majority of the class went to take math and science, which I will also talk about as we go on. But let me just leave it for now. I was there, so I was talking about how we can manage this thing in the foundation aid, in the foundation area. Instead of teaching kids 1 + 1 = 2, you know kids have to solve for x. Why don't you just teach them, okay, 1 + 1 = 2, but also mix it up while they were still young. X + x = 2x. It may not make sense, but for those who are going to grasp the knowledge faster, whilst when they arrive at matric, or when they start noticing, okay, I need to study, I need to do this, I need to do that, I think it will be better by then. But those are just my thoughts. Do not judge me. If you have any comment that you want to oppose, my DMs are open. Even on Facebook, you can just DM me. If this episode you want to listen to it from Facebook, you can just send me a DM. Hey, John, I just listened to your podcast, 123, so that we discuss. Because these are the issues that we are facing as a country. So I'm saying, why can't we teach our kids at a foundation age stuff that we know it will benefit them? Like the problem with myself and our education system as South Africans, that it's not chained. Let me explain why I'm saying it's not chained. So by chained, I mean what you learn in primary, you're not gonna learn in secondary. What you learn in secondary, you don't find it in varsity. And what you learn in varsity, you don't find it at work. You get it? After you graduate and stuff, you don't find the stuff that you learned in varsity at the workplace. It's something completely different. What you've learned is probably 5% of what you're gonna do at work, which is just crazy. It is just crazy from my side of view on how I view it. It is just crazy. Like, these things, they need to be chained up. What you learn, you need to grow on it until you become something better. So as I was saying, even politics, you can teach little kids politics on. Kids grasp information fast. So by abambelela, have you seen how they eat these dog sweets? Their hands become all sticky and everything just stays in their hands. That's how their brain is. A kid's brain, iyabambelela information iyabamba. Even I can tell what. Hence, you can remember something that you learned in preschool. It's a song, you are singing it, but it's just at the back of your head. So that's the information I need. Like, our kids at grade, that's what they should learn. And then when it goes to preschool, which is grade R nowadays, so I just want everyone to be on, like, I want us to be on the same page. So when we go to preschool, right? Preschool, which is grade R nowadays, like, even the stuff need to be, I think, everything like needs to link up. Kids there start knowing how to write. They are no longer songs now. It's just education wire. So for the whole year, your kid can learn something. So you can teach kids x plus x is equals to 2x, x times x is equals to x squared, for those who will do it. And then you can teach them like how to manage. Like, you can do something smaller, nyana, CPJs, like something that's gonna link up to where they are going. History is also a subject. We can teach them about history that they will meet in the near future. Gaddafi, blah blah blah. I'm just making an example. We all know they hate African history, so they'll never include it. Well, you only learn about Mandela, Steve Biko. He was a great fighter. You'll never learn about him. Chris Hani, you'll never learn about him. And all those guys were fighting for our freedom, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, at preschool or grade R, kids also need to learn something concrete. They really need to learn something concrete. So if kids could learn that something that is concrete, we're gonna be fine. And then you go to grade one, right? Now you are done with the foundation phase. So we could say foundation phase from grade, kids start going to grade at 2 years old, some 1, and then some 6 months. Those who are at 6 months, obviously we understand they are young, but once a kid is like, can talk, like, we can actually teach it. Look, you can actually teach a kid that can talk something. And kids are always interested as long as you make something fun for them. I hope you guys get me. If you can make something fun for them, kids will always be interested. So guys, I'm gonna try a new thing. I hope it works out. So I've been checking on how I can do this thing. So it's been 15 minutes since I've been talking. So let me just go on a break, guys. Let me just go on a break and then I will be right back. Gibambe Gisanja Inginga Ga Shi Lilwe. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So as I was talking about going to grade, like primary. Let me just say primary. So primary, that's where you need to polish a kid's talent. So at primary, you can tell this kid is good in mathematics. They call it numeracy, literacy, or life skills. You can tell which topic a kid will be interested in. By the time a kid goes to grade 4, where they'll be now doing 10 subjects or 9 subjects, they would have known, okay, I can handle this and I can handle that. So if a kid is already interested in mathematics, you need to groom that kid to become maybe the next mathematician. If that kid is already good at maybe life skills, you can tell, okay, this kid is actually good at its topic. As a teacher, you need to notice that, because you're the one in class teaching the kid. And also at home, as parents, like, we need to pay attention to our kids, or like our kids work. Just like me, I have a niece, and then my niece, I think, I don't know her age, I won't lie, guys, but yeah, she's around 6-7, because the elder one is 9 years old. Yeah, so this one is about 6 or 7. She's the second born, my brother's last born. So she loves computers, like she digs computers. At her age, she can switch on a computer, she can connect the screen, like, so that's what I'm saying. You can tell what a kid is already interested in. So if I could teach her, give her my time, like I'm doing, I teach her, okay, this is 1, 2, 3, because she's still young, she's still interested, she's going to want to learn more. Hence I'm saying, if you are a parent, we could play a bigger role in that too. Like, you check a kid, you tell, oh, she's interested in computers, you show her a computer, like, Nana or baby, this is a motherboard. A motherboard contains of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You tell her these are RAMs. She's going to grasp that information forever. These are RAMs. RAMs contains of 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Like, you can teach a kid a hardware before you go into softwares. I don't know if you guys get me. Do you guys get me? You can teach your kid, your children, if you have 5. I know some guys are busy. They can't get enough of it. They are busy. Hebe, 7 kids. Hebe, 6 kids. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you can do that much. You get it, guys? Like, that, like, you can do that much as a parent at home. I understand we have to work, you come to work late, but your kids, you need to give them attention. You can just give your kid that much attention to say, okay, my kid is interested in this, we can do 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And then you go to school to tell them, ma'am or sir, my kid is actually interested in 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So could you please focus more at school, like, on doing that? We all know, like, how public schools are. Public schools, like, they don't care. And most of the teachers in class, if you went to a public school, I went to a public school myself, you know, like, teachers only get interested in kids who are smart. And you're actually gonna feel that, right? Like, I was the smart one. Like, I was smart, not smart, but I was smart back at school. So I could tell, like, how they were treating me, it was different from other people who weren't even smart as I was. So you could just tell. And then those other rich kids, they just like them mildly. So smart ones, they are always expecting 70, 80, 60 if you did well. So if you get 60, they already know, the rest of the class must be 40s, 50s. I remember in grade 9, we are writing this other, I don't remember what's the name of that exam, but yeah, we just wrote that paper. I remember the whole class failed, even I failed, but I got, like, when the teacher announced the results, I had 23 over 100. So already was it 23? I think it was 24 over 100. Still doesn't make any difference. But yeah, it was 24 over 100, right? So already I failed, and dismal in a con. So I failed, and on top of my failure, you could imagine the kid who's smart in class got 24 over 100. I had a gap. There's this other girl I was with in class, her name was Rebecca Motatlapa. She had 14, and then so it was a gap between me and her. I was leading by 10 marks. She also, I think she led by something like 7 marks. The other people who were after, those ones that I tell you were average, they had 7, and then it was 7 downwards. So that's how much the class failed. So hence I'm saying, guys, like, if you can give your kids attention and stuff, like, they could learn these things. Hence I'm saying, like, primary, I don't know how to actually kind of, like, yeah, I think it's gonna be best like this. I will try to explain it with a food chain, right? When a kid is at a primary level, that's where they are most interested. That's where the energy is, and that's what, hence you see, like, if you've seen at the food pyramid, at the top of the food chain, there's no longer not the top of the food chain. Sorry about that. At the top of the food pyramid, there's less energy. That's where you find your fats and oils, and then the second row is your proteins and stuff. The energy starts at the carbohydrates, the lower part of the food pyramid. So hence I'm saying the lower part, if you go into science, they actually call it primary. Yeah, it's a primary level. So that's where cows eat grass, and grass gets the energy from the sun. So meaning the grass will have more energy, and then it gets eaten by the cow. So the grass is the primary source of energy. So all plants actually are primary source of energy, and then they get eaten by cows. So if a cow eats it, a cow is going to produce meat, a cow is going to produce milk. So that's a secondary source of energy. So you get it. My point was, kids in primary, they have more energy, and they could learn a lot at that level. Yes, kids have to play, but if we introduce a learning system that's going to discard all that, then kids won't have to play a lot. They'll just have to learn. I know kids, like, the weekends are there. Kids can play weekend, Saturday, Sunday. I don't feel like homeworks are necessary, but homeworks should be done by the parents who are interested in their kids' work. Because if a teacher goes home to relax, why are you giving kids homework for them not to relax? We all need to relax when we go home. So you need to teach your kids as much as possible while they are still at school. Make sure you put in 150%. I've known such teachers. Some would even tell you, okay, guys, you need to stay behind so that we can push this. So that's how much we need to learn. That's how much we need to learn, and that's how much we need to, like, this thing of homework, I don't understand it. Or the teacher can just say, ask your parents about this and this and that, so that the teacher go and rest and then you start working too. So like I said, I know we come from work tired, you won't have time for your kids, but you need to create it so that you can find what your kid is interested in. My brother didn't even know what her kid was interested in. I told him, like, the firstborn, she's pretty, she likes pictures and stuff, like, this one can grow up to be a model if we actually channel her into the right directions. She's very pretty, the firstborn. Okay, they are both pretty, but the first one is prettier. I don't have to lie, I'm not a liar, guys. It's what I see, and probably that's what they both see when they look themselves into the mirror. So that's what I'm saying, like, if you start, cooking your kids, yeah, let me just say cook, that will be the correct term. Mompe umntwana, hope yangwana. Ka Setswana, how apea ngwana. Ka Tshivenda, vopea ngwana. And then Xitsonga, wa xixoka lexi xa ngwana. When you are cooking a kid, guys, that's what I'm trying to say. When you are cooking your kid, you need to make sure they come out perfect. That's what China is doing. China, they cook the kids at a younger age. Hence, they can produce so much. Everything in South Africa is made in China. I was actually talking to this other girl. I'm not sure if I should say her name or what, but she actually wants to start a pet factory, like women's pets. But she told me, like, to buy the machine is expensive. I don't remember if she said she had to buy it from India or China, but between the two, she said the machine is actually expensive because it's like 2.5 million, but she can just buy these things. Like, why can we produce, as South Africans, why can we produce a machine that will do those pets and then you actually get it cheaper here? But we'll get to that when we arrive at tertiary education. So that's what I mean, guys. At primary level, your kid, that's where you should find your kid's potential. And by potential, I mean you should find your kid's full potential, where you know if they push this, they can excel 100%. But you should also make them not know it too much, because once they know it too much, once they go to school, they get bored. And then they're gonna think, this is not for me. You get it? So it has both positives and negatives. But you should never mind the negatives. You should focus only on the positives. If you push your child to do something, they can do it until. They can do it until. So that's what the primary level of our education system should be about. A kid should know, I'm good at math. I know, maybe I'm gonna be a mathematician. By grade 7, your kid should have known at least how to differentiate. You should just show them, like, smaller things which they can grasp. Those who can grasp it, like, hence I love America. America, if you are into art, you're already taking the stream for art when you're going to high school. If you are into poetry, you go for poetry. If you are into economics, you already go for economics, all those kind of stuff. That's what I like about America. They are able to channel. We need channeling in South Africa, and we don't have that. You study with history, but you are not even good at history. Even if you do pass it, maybe it's just because you know how to study, but you're actually not interested in knowing history. But you do history until the last 3 years of your school life, but you did it for 9 years, which was useless. So we need to change. Like, we really need to change, guys, how we do this thing. And I hope everyone will understand what I'm talking about. I hope what I'm saying today will actually make sense, because this is what I like. Like, this is what I would like us as a nation to be at. Like, this is what we should be implementing. The EFF is talking, but they're not talking about such stuff. DA is talking, they're not talking about our education system. Everyone is just talking. Every political party is talking, but they never talk about the education system and how fucked up it is. But they are just talking. Blah, 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 blah. Wara, 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 wara. Jab, 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 jab. Which is just too much. So I'll be going on an air break again. I've talked for more than 16 minutes now, so even my throat is getting a little bit dry. So guys, I'll talk to you again after the break. I like that. That will be my curfew voice. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'll talk to you after the break.
Welcome to Jan van Po Tridere.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Yeah, I just drank some water, so now I'm a little bit fine. Yeah, gang shit, boom gang, nigga. So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's what I'm talking about. So I was actually getting to the secondary education. So this one is a bit tricky, because I think secondary education should be where we polish the talent. So if you are a method, like if you took the stream for science, you should be getting polished for your science. They should actually introduce you more to more interesting stuff. You could do this, do that. By the time you go to varsity, all this information you should have known. So varsity should just open more of your eyes, not learn new things in varsity. Varsity should just enhance whatever you've learned throughout your education path. So secondary should polish everything. Like if you took the biology streak, and then when you enter varsity, you should now know about different types of fields you can go to. You should have a little bit of information if you want to be a doctor, if you want to be a microbiologist, if you want to enter biogenetics, if you want, like, you should have that information. It should be given to you in secondary. High school, like, school teaches you that you should wake up in the morning and go to school, and then you knock off around 12, like, not 12, 2 o'clock, and then some 2:30. And then you go to work, you have to get in 7. To 5, some getting from 7 to 4, 7, like, it's a lot. And if you are not prepared for that, like, you're just gonna get fucked up. A lot of people, like, if you go to varsity, a lot of people get fucked up. People party a lot. Okay, some can balance it, some even failed without doing anything. They don't drink. They don't smoke. They are not dating. They are always masturbating, but still they fail. Which is just a lot. And you could tell a person is just failing. Why? Failing. But what I like about Varsity, it teaches you to also not give up. You can't just give up. That's what I like about the lessons you learn there. You can't just give up. So yeah, secondary should polish you. Should polish you up. Make you fine. So that you, when you go to Varsity, everything becomes fine. But here, you keep on learning the very same stupid stuff. Our education system is just not about that. You learn EMS, which is just, you're gonna learn EMS grade 8, grade 9. You're gonna learn EMS grade 10. That's when you can choose your own path. Already you are left with 3 years, so you can learn all the information that you're gonna get, that you need in 3 years. At least that 5 years of high school you could have learned that. So at least they should introduce this thing of choosing science or science, mathematics, again, science, history, accounting. They should just study that grade 8. That's what I think. By the time you get to matric, at least you'd have known. Like, you'd have known, okay, I've been doing accounting my whole life. So you can learn a lot about. They can introduce some, like maybe grade 10, 11, 12. They could introduce stuff that you have to learn about. Like, they could introduce maybe modules or things that you're going to learn about in Varsity. So that when you get to Varsity, you don't be surprised. Because a school has 4 terms, Varsity has 2 semesters. So during those 4 terms, you can learn a lot. They can introduce a lot of content into those books. If we do our own books, that's another story again. We don't do our own books. We buy books from abroad. Even guys who are supposed to do books here about school, they can't do books based on their own knowledge. They have to know what the other guys are doing or which other system is being introduced, get those books and then compare that books and then write their own books, which is just stupid. It means this country, we are not independent. If we could do what I'm talking about, we could produce the best doctors, we could produce the best accountants, we could produce the best engineers, which is what we lack. If you see, when it comes to engineers, it's what we lack. It's been over 26 years of democracy. We still don't have our own shop that takes our own gold and then do jewelry from it. There's no single shop that does that. So we need, as South Africans, we need something like that. That we can say, oh, this is ours, and then we own it. Just like we have American Swiss in Africa. Let me just say that. Probably it's available in other African continents, in other African countries. Like, you have American Swiss. You give them your gold, they bring it. And you give them your silver, they dilute it. Make it 925, which is the weakest silver you could find on the market, but at least it's still original. They bring it, they sell it to you for 500, they sell it to you for thousands. You make diamonds, they take diamonds, they come, like, they're able to cut them, and then bring them back with a higher price. So my question is, what is our metallurgists doing? What are they learning? Electrical engineers, what are our electrical engineers learning? Because all they do is they maintain, they fix. Only a few guys are interested in, and even their education, it doesn't allow them to do that. You can check their test books. they already teach you what's already there, and you don't need to learn. Like, you need to learn, like, how you can, I don't know how to put it, but education should let you be open-minded and coming up with new stuff. So if you give me something, a motto, someone already came up with that idea, they already know. I just need to know how a motto operates. You don't need to tell me, yeah, this motto, it does this. Okay, I need to learn that, but already mottos are already there. But you need to give us education that's going to change South Africa, or make me start my own production company, get investors. And the guys, okay, I saw a motto, can do this, can do that. Like that's my problem. What, like, our engineers, we don't produce enough wise engineers. We don't produce mechanical engineers. Those are the ones who build, who should be building. You remember I told you the story about pets? They should be building such machines. We need to have IT people who are going to program, who are going to do programs, who are going to run those similar machines. But we don't have that in South Africa. I was working at this the highest producing meat company in South Africa, which is Enterprise. So I was working at Enterprise. So Enterprise, I saw the engineers and stuff. It's the same thing. They go into the factory, they fix. I love one of the ladies. She actually told me a story. She's like, these guys, they are like nurses to these machines. So, you know, there's a doctor and then there's a nurse. She said that, like, these guys are just like nurses. If this thing, they can't fix it, then they have to call the manufacturers of that machine. And they are not in South Africa. So you have to call someone from Germany. You have to call someone from China, from India, to come to South Africa. That's money. You pay for their ticket, and then you're also going to pay for their service. They come, they check the machine, they fix it where it needs to be fixed, and then the guy goes back home. And then they will never pass that knowledge to you guys, because they know if they pass that knowledge, you will know how to produce your own. So that's my question, like, why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we having our own engineers or our own people, like, building stuff? Why aren't our people not fascinated with building stuff? A person will tell you, I'm an engineer, I earn 75,000. Yes, you earn 75,000. But what are you doing with that 75,000 that will empower yourself with? Can you build something from that 75,000? A multi-billion dollar company that you, like... That's what's said about our education system. It doesn't teach you. Hence, I told you guys from the foundation area, you can tell. They teach you cut and paste. They teach you to color. Rather make kids color atoms. Tell them, okay, carbon is black. The electron is blue or whatever. The neutron is white. Carbon, like. Rather teach them to color carbons and stuff. Then they grow up knowing about science, anything. Because that thing is going to help them at the end of the road. In varsity, you learn something. When you go to the industry, it's not there. Personally, I studied biotechnology, so it's basically mixed with biochemistry and microbiology. When we go to the lab, you do the same thing every day. You test, you write results. That's the only thing you do. At least quality was a bit better. So I also did quality. So quality was a bit better because you have many challenges. So your challenges are the product that you have to produce, the conditions of the factory, and the people. So those are your challenges. So obviously you're gonna meet different types of people. You're gonna meet different types of challenges. Next week is the machine. Today they didn't clean soap. The soap is finished that was supposed to clean for that day, blah blah blah. So it was the food industry. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it was nice working there, but at the same time you could tell that our education, you can't even point it out, because when you arrive at that place they only tell you, okay, you're only gonna learn about maybe 7 types of microorganisms that you learn from school, but at school you learned 1,000, which is just stupid. So we need to change. I don't wanna lie, guys. We need to change our education system. That's one, it's a fact. And we can't run away from it. Our education needs to change. Because when you go, like a lot of people could tell you, when you go to the industry, a lot of things have changed. Like, our education system is so fucked up. We need schools that will teach people about plumbing and the business of plumbing. So they teach you how to plumb, and then they also teach you how you can start your own. Because that's where the money is. Working with your hands, that's where the money is. Why don't, aren't they starting colleges about for people who can work with their own hands, so that people live with certificates? I don't want to lie, those people make a lot of money. I was promoting for this other guy. That guy, he does stuff where he charges a person 15,000, 17,000, 25,000 just to do them maybe a sitting room suit or something. So it's better that way. So working with your hands also helps. Teach a person how to become an electrician. You don't need a degree to become an electrician. They can just teach you how to wire a house after it's done being built. You just come and then you check, and the person with the paper comes and check if wires are fine, and then they check, and then it's fine. So that's where the money is, working with your hands. Start a school where a person can know how to lay a brick. That's how you can build the country. So with this thing of ours, they always come, and then Ejim Terra always comes. This year, 1 million matrix road exams, 850,000 passed. And then she laughs. She's been minister for how long? Ever since. She's grown up. She like, that's another problem with the current government. They're all grown up. They don't care about their next future. Their kids, they go to these expensive private schools. That's where their kids attend. Hence, they don't care about the primary education. But we need to fight that. I swear to God, we need to fight that. Abu Gwedem and Tasha, they are all those people. The whole cabinet is over 60. I once saw something, they are all over 60. So we are actually being led by pensioners, and then we expect something better to come out. So guys, this is just not right. So I hope we all we need to all educate ourselves. We need to all find, look at problems and then try to find solutions in our own country. I actually had an idea on how maybe we can try to empower. We can start little. So if maybe you live in an area where there are 2,000 houses, and then each and every house, not a person in the house, each and every house takes out 50 rands a month. That money could be a lot. and it could also do a lot. So you just need someone who's going to be loyal, and then they run the funds. You start building your own roads. You start building your own drainage systems. Everything, G, so that everything runs smoothly. Because these guys up there, they are just looking out for their pockets. After that money has been occupied, now you build your own school. Afrikaner people, they build their own school. 450 million, boo. They build their own school. ANC takes out 500 billion. They eat all of it. No university. It's not even a school, West Part. They build their own university. And then, like, I want you guys to watch what's going to happen. They build their own university with their own money, which they all contributed. Right? So, guess what's going to happen? People are going to fight that. They're going to say that university is only teaching in Africans, forgetting that they built it with their own money. Why don't you combine your own money and go build your own university? As Zulu people, as Basotho, as Maxhosa, as AmaZulu. You already said that, which is just stupid. As Venda people, as Tsonga people, as Ndebele people, why don't you just combine your own money and build your own university where you will learn in your own language? You'll never do that because we don't have such leaders. People, like, a lot of people are going, like, I'm telling you now, just watch it when that university starts operating. People are gonna say that university is racist. Why are they only teaching in Afrikaans, forgetting that Afrikaner people built their own university in South Africa? So if we can do that, meaning we can all did it. I mean, if Afrikaner people did it, it means Zulu people can also did it. Sotho people can also did it. Ndebele people can also did it. Swati people can also did it. Tswana people can also did it. Tsonga people can also did it. Venda people, like, you can name them all. Then at the end of the day, we all did it. And then no one will complain. So guys, I just like to advise you, like, whenever you look at something, don't just look at it like with the right mind. I told a lot of people, like, getting paid means nothing to me. Starting your own thing, that's what matters. If you start your own legacy, that's what matters. We need to start our own legacy where we'll hire black people so that white people could stop hiring black people. We need to shift the economy to our side. Chinese are also coming. And those ones, they don't play, eh? They are also coming. And they are coming for the land, nothing else. South Africa is very rich. We still have mines which have not operated because the other ones are still operating. We have a lot of stuff that are not operating now because they are just waiting for other mines to get depleted of natural resources, and then they'll go to those ones. I remember, I think it was 2018, they also found another oil. Is it oil? Yeah, I think it was oil. They also found it somewhere around Limpopo, or was it Northern Cape? I don't remember well, but they also found oil. It, like, the mine for that oil also hasn't came up. So we need to be wise. We need to see that our education system is setting us up for failure. Our engineers are taught to maintain and not to make. And an engineer needs to make. So they don't make, they just maintain. So, ladies and gentlemen, please think about what I've said today. And then, if you have anything to add up, you can just DM me on Twitter, which is at @SideComedist. That's S for Scambani, C for Chocolate, I for Intelligent, @SideComedist. So it's not comedian at the end, it's comedist, like dust, but with an I, so it's dist. That's where you can get me if you have anything to add about this episode. And then the other thing is Facebook people, you can also DM me. My account is Jan van Potgieter. You can also DM me if you wanna see this, like if you will be listening to this episode. So you can get me on Jan van Potgieter. So yeah, you can also get me there. And then if you have something to add or an insight that you wanna give me, you can also DM me too. I do read my DMs, but sometimes I'm not always online on Facebook, I won't lie. I only go sometimes. And I actually get a lot of love that side. To all my Facebook people, thank you. I actually do appreciate it. I really do appreciate it. So thank you to all my Facebook people. And then yeah, Instagram is also the same thing as Twitter. It is at @SideComedist. I told you it's SCI the Comedist. Comedist is within, it's like dust within you, but it has an I. So it's Sai the Comedist. So yeah, that was all for today. Actually, that was all for this episode, not for today. And then if you did listen to it, I'd like to thank you very much. And I hope I'll see you again next week when I have another hot topic to talk about. Cheers, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. And if you are listening to it at night, have a great night. And if you are listening to it in the afternoon, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.